Now, depending on how you look at it, America's total debt is equal to more than 90% of our total economic output. That's the highest level of debt since the end of the Second World War. But it's not the highest level in the world. Japan's public debt, for example, is more than twice as big as its annual income. Still, according to Ken Rogoff, a former chief economist at the IMF and now a professor at Harvard, once an economy crosses 90%, it's a dangerous place to be. He and his colleague, economist Carmen Reinhart, looked at the financial history of 44 countries over the past 200 years, and they found that in many cases, once a country hits that 90% level, there's a good chance its economy will begin to suffer.
There's no hard and fast number, but 90% seems to be a useful threshold where, when you're an advanced economy like the United States, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, when you get above that level, it starts to hit your growth. Remarkably lower than that, it's not so obvious that it affects your growth, although I must say much more research remains to be done. But when you start getting over 90%, on average over the last couple hundred years, that's been associated with 1% lower growth. Now, that may not seem like a crisis, but it really can add up. That's a lot of money.
Now, obviously, we're talking about this in the context of the United States as a debt-to-GDP ratio exceeding 90%, total debt of, mm-hmm. of the United States. So that's a problem based on the data that you've gathered, right?
Yes. The United States is certainly up at a high debt level. In fact, if you add in state and local debt, and that's sort of reasonable to do to look at the whole government system, it's higher than it's ever been. It's even higher than at the end of World War II. And I think even more worrisome is, at least up to this point, there's been no conspicuous political will to rein it in. The deficits explode, and that's not even counting Social Security, Medicare, these old age programs that aren't factored into the debt level. So I think we certainly have reached a worrisome level. We're not at a crisis level. We are, after all, the United States. But I do think we've reached a point where we do need some kind of idea of how we're reining it in over the next 5 to 10 years in a firm and credible way.
So if we are approaching, let's say, a crisis point, you would say that you could understand some of these legislators, these lawmakers on Capitol Hill who say, I will not vote to raise a debt ceiling under any circumstance. We have got to take care of this now.
I'm not very sympathetic to that. I mean, it's really like a completely artificial crisis. We certainly don't want to default just for the heck of it. We don't want to default to say, well, we're worried about 10 or 15 years from now, so we're going to default now. I don't think creditors are going to feel a lot better about that.
Would you argue that we need to tackle the debt issue right now, immediately, even at the risk of slowing down the economy temporarily?
Well, I think we need to approach the problem holistically. First of all, no, we can't dramatically bring down our deficit because tax revenues are very low because of the recession, and we need to do things fairly gradually to look at the long picture. But there's certainly a lot of things we can do. Of course, spending exploded with the fiscal stimulus, and there's ideas to rein that in. But also, we need to improve our tax system. It's really a mess. It's incredibly complicated. Rates are low, and yet there are all kinds of loopholes and ways to get around things that really need to be removed. And we could get a more efficient tax system and, frankly, collect more revenues with less harm to the economy than we have now.
That's Ken Rogoff. He's a professor of economics at Harvard University. His most recent book is called This Time is Different: 8 Centuries of Financial Folly. That was co-written with Carmen Reinhart. Ken Rogoff, thank you so much.
My pleasure.